Her anger did not subside, but her voice did. The last thing I heard her say was something unflattering about her grandmother, Hong Trey. I said, "Goblin, enough with the show. I can't talk to this man if I look like a Rakshas's mother."
"It ain't me, Sleepy. I'm just here to watch. Take it up with Tobo."
He sounded as innocent as a baby. Tobo was preoccupied, having altogether too much fun playing the scary monster. I told Goblin, "You're going to be teaching him that stuff? You'd better put some time into getting across the concept of self-discipline, too. Not to mention you need to teach him not to bullshit people. I know who's doing what to whom here. Goblin, stop it!" I was not disappointed to discover that Tobo had some talent. It was almost inevitable, actually. It was in his blood. What troubled me was the time of life when Goblin and presumably One Eye had chosen to lure his talent into the open. In my opinion, Tobo was at exactly the wrong age to become all-powerful. If no one controlled him while he learned to rule himself, he could become another perpetual adolescent chaotic like Soulcatcher.
"All part of the program, Sleepy. But you need to understand that he's already more mature and more responsible than you or his mother want to admit. He's not a baby. You have to remember that most of what you see in him is him showing you what he thinks you expect to see. He's a good kid, Sleepy. He'll be all right if you and Sara don't mother him to death. And right now he's at an age when you have to back off and let him stub his toes or regret it later."
Child-rearing advice from a bachelor?
Even a bachelor can be smart enough to know when the child-rearing part is over. Sleepy, this boy has a big hybrid talent. Be good to him. He's the future of the Black Company. And that's what that old Nguyen Bo granny woman foresaw when she first saw Mergen and Sara together, back during the siege.
Marvelous reasoning, old man. And your choice of time to bring that to my attention is typically, impeccably inconvenient. I've got 50 prisoners to deal with. I've got a pudgy little new boyfriend here, and I need to convince him that he ought to help me talk his fellow captains into cooperating with us. What I don't have is time to deal with the difficult side of Tobo's adolescence. Pay attention. In case you haven't noticed, we're no longer a secret. The Kialune wars have started up again. I wouldn't be surprised if Soulcatcher herself didn't turn up someday. Now get me out of this imaginary ugly suit so I can do whatever I have to do.
"Oh, you're so forceful."
Goblin made the illusion go away. He made the one surrounding the boy fade too. Tobo seemed surprised that he could be overruled so easily. But the little wizard softened the blow to his ego by immediately engaging him in a technical critique of what he had accomplished. I was impressed by what I had seen. But Tobo as the future of the company? That made me real uncomfortable, despite its questionable reassurance that the company did have a future. Chapter 62. I stirred the fat officer with a toe.
"Come on. Hop up here. We need to talk. Spiff, let the rest of these people sit up as soon as their weapons are cleared away. I'll probably let them go home in a little while. Goblin, you want to go face the music with Sara? Get that out of the way so it isn't just waiting for a bad time to blow up on us?" The fat officer